The Brady Report.
Well, it's all about the vaccine today. Ender Brady, good morning.
Yeah, morning, fellas. The best news we've had in quite some time in 2020.
But the British Prime Minister is hosing it down to some degree.
So Boris Johnson called a news conference this evening at number 10 Downing Street, and I think he had good reason. You know, a lot of the coverage has been hugely positive, and well done Pfizer and everyone working with them to get this far. But Boris Johnson, I think he's slightly concerned that the public might let their guard down. We're still, you know, we're nowhere near heading into the peak of winter here. You know, that's going to come in January and February. And I think the Prime Minister is just a little bit wary that if we all get really excited about a vaccine coming, and he says that there are some tens of millions of doses that have been ordered and secured by the UK by the end of the year, I think he's just a little bit worried that people will stop with the social distancing, stop with the hand washing and the mask wearing, and he's just urging everyone not to get complacent. We're still in the grip of this pandemic here.
A worthy bit of advice. Now, what about these Hollywood actors who want to buy a football club?
Yeah, in Wales, Wrexham. Not even the biggest team in Wales. I mean, if you're going to buy a club in Wales, you'd probably be looking at Cardiff City or Swansea City, Newport County even. Wrexham, they are in the fifth tier of English football, one division outside the top four divisions. Their supporters really would feel that they should be higher. Step forward, Ryan Reynolds, he of Deadpool fame, and a chap called Rob McElhenney, who I'm told was in a movie called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, they want to buy Wrexham Football Club, Wrexham AFC, and they've issued quite a statement, and basically it's going to a vote with the club supporters, and if they get three quarters of the vote, their proposal will go ahead. They will pump cash in, and they say they will make Wrexham a globally famous football club, and they say that they can't wait to get to Wales and have a pint with everyone.
Intriguing. You'll be back with Ollie this afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow.
We will, fellas. Have a great day, guys.